Yeah, it feels good to kind of go out there. And you're seeing, you know, obviously week to week, it'll vary a little bit. You'll have some stuff that you haven't run in a while, you know, once we start game planning more in the regular season. But everything's been installed. We've repped everything. So now it's just, you know, becoming familiar with all the concepts and all the concepts versus all the looks. So it's been kind of cool to go through that.
Have you gotten to the point where in each situation, down in distance or goal line, stuff like that, you've got a certain amount of plays that are your favorites for that situation?
Yeah, definitely still trying to figure it out. You know, with really only having one game like situation, you know, still trying to get all that ironed out. And, you know, as a quarterback, what do I like in each situation? And being able to have answers versus every look a defense can give you. It's probably the most important part.
Now that you have a chance to look at the tape from that game, can you critique your mechanics that you were working on? Were they as good as you'd hope they would be type stuff?
Yeah, you know, I thought they were okay. You know, could I think the one on the ball I missed to Clay, sliding up in the pocket, I got kind of big and long and missed that throw. But, you know, I think for the most part they held up. So just trying to continue to carry that over week to week.
Well, that's encouraging, right? Because you kept talking before about making it muscle memory.
Right, yeah. I think that's definitely a good sign. You know, I got to continue to do certain things and continue to rep it.
What do you see out of Parnell on that right side of the line with him and Linder there?
I think they work really well together. You know, I think that's kind of an understatement, actually. They do a lot of good things. I think Parnell's a guy that he brings a physical presence about him. He's a tough guy. He wants to get after it and show you how tough and physical he is. And, you know, he's been an unbelievable addition to the offensive line.
Have you and Wisniewski found, like, a rhythm since he's been out there?
Yeah. You know, it feels good. He feels good.
He feels good.
That sounds weird.
What?
Yeah. His butt's bigger than Bo's. No, but they've been awesome. You know, that competition is going to make each of them better. You know, so whoever comes out on top, it'll be perfect. But, you know, both of them have done a really good job. They've made great calls. They've made great plays. And it's been fun to get reps with both of them.
Do you hope you see a lot of different looks Saturday night?
Yeah. You know, I think the more you can see, the more, you know, kind of, I think, the more views you get at everything, you know, because you're not going to get all the looks in practice. It's just physically not possible to see every look in every situation on every play. So I think the more you get, the more exposure to the play you get, and it allows you to kind of own the thing as a whole.
Is Julius able to do enough in practice that you guys can maintain that chemistry that you're starting to build, or is that difficult with him?
Yeah, I think it's hard. You know, he's like, we'll go throw routes to the tight ends, and he'll run the routes. Nobody will throw him a ball, but he'll run the routes, which is good for him. He's staying in shape. He's working on his route running ability. So I think that's good, and it's kind of it's difficult when you're not able to throw a ball and kind of feel, you know, the spots he's in and where you need to throw it. You know, but I think as soon as he's able to catch a ball, we'll get back to it and try to pick up where we left off.
What were you most encouraged about with your game? Was it the footwork, the mechanics of?
You know, it was probably, I think, mentally for the most part, just decision-making, obviously. You know, I think being able to throw the ball accurately was a big part of what I wanted to do. But I felt really good and comfortable mentally, you know, with protections, with concepts, with schemes, with the defense. Felt good, so I think that was encouraging, and that's something that I could continue to work on.
What's the level of impact on that center competition on you? How quick would you like to see that decided?
Yeah, you know, I think a lot of people make a big deal out of it. But, I mean, for me, it's honestly, it's not a big deal at all. I mean, I rotate every day with either Luke or with Wiz, and there's no difference in either one of them as far as taking a snap or everything that goes on. They're both unbelievable competitors. They're both really smart guys that have a good understanding of the offense and protections and mic calls and all that. So they've both been fun to work with, and you know, whoever comes out on top of it would be awesome.
And a lot of attention has been paid to the offensive line, but how would you describe your rhythm with the wide receivers?
I think it's been good. I think, you know, Hearns and Allen, you know, are two guys that are come back and kind of picked up where they left off last year. And I think the rest of the core is doing good as well. You know, Tony Washington and Tanner Doss, Rashad Green, Brian Walters, and a lot of these guys, you know, have made a ton of plays and look really good, you know, both in the run game and pass game.
This may be a stretch, but when you guys got that run game established, can you feel it in the huddle?
Yeah. You know, it's kind of a it's what we want to do. It's who we want to be. And I think when you're able to start running the ball and stay ahead of the chains, you know, I think it kind of takes on, you know, a bit of this is our identity. You know, we have to keep this open and become consistent with this. So, yeah.
When do you plan on playing on Saturday?
I don't know. Until they take me out. So I got no idea. We haven't talked about it. But I'll play as long as they want me to.
I don't know if easy is the right word, but did it feel more natural? Is it feeling like it's just coming more smoothly? right now?
In the games, you mean?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think it was definitely, I think the word would probably be slower. It slowed down more. It's, feel more comfortable, feel more at home. And that'll just continue to come with repetitions and continuing to own the offense and feel more comfortable within that.
Did anybody say anything about not running, scrambling?
No.
Shots?
I think everybody was fine with it. The athletic trainers weren't too happy. But it's okay.
You can deal with them?
Yeah, I'll handle them. I think the one thing that really sticks out about him is his effort. You know, we talked about Oldie made a big thing in OTAs back then and talking about everybody running to the ball. And he was a guy that on tape, no matter if it was 7-on-7 or team or whatever, as soon as the ball was thrown, you know, 7-on-7 as a running back, you don't get a whole lot of balls to you as the check down. And every single time he was running the sprint full speed, trying to catch the ball and help out and make a block. So that was kind of the first thing that stuck out. But he's a physical back. He's a smart dude that knows the offense and is really good in protection, and I think he runs really hard.
Do